Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Our prayer meeting of Wednesday, the 19th of November, was so powerful. We're editing it for you on today's broadcast. Please listen.
The Webster's 1828 had a definition of energy. Number one, internal or inherent power. Well, we know we get this power from him. The power of operating, whether exerted or not. Now listen to this. Men possessing energies sometimes suffer them to lie inactive. You see that? All the prayers have energy because it's in us and on us. But it's easy to let it lie inactive. Look at the next line from Webster. Danger will rouse the dormant energies of our natures into action. Any prayer alive on the earth today, any believer alive on the earth today, just to look around, ought to be energized to get to prayer. To pray always. I thought that was so telling. And number two, from the Webster's 1828 on energy, power exerted, vigorous operation, force, vigor. God, by his almighty energy, called the universe into existence. Power could be, for us, dunamis, or it could be exousia, authority. But in either case, to energize the saints would be to encourage them to get to work, to use their energy and their power and their authority in prayer. I see it like a round clock with pie-shaped 30-minute pieces. But, and I don't want you to enter into this just because I said so. I want you to pray about it. And this morning I got up and had one of those flopping stops that Lynn calls them, Lynn Hammond. And I do not, this is not how I study the Bible. I study the Bible other ways. I don't do flopping stops every day. But that's what happened this morning. And it went to a scripture that I used to preach from a lot years and years ago when Kit was still living. And I hadn't preached on years. I know I hadn't because I didn't have it underlined in my Bible. And I've had this Bible for, I don't know, 6 or 8 years. So it's 1 Chronicles 12. And you will recognize this. And I thought, oh, brother, this is you all right, God. Because this is what you've been talking to me about, your army, your prayer force. Yes. So in 1 Chronicles 12, it's God's idea of a good army. These are the ones who came to David to Ziklag. Oh, yes. While he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish. They were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. Now, have you ever noticed that 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles are alike? They tell the same stories. And someone has said Chronicles is like a heaven's eye view of what Kings reports. It's like the God's eye view. So God's eye view, this is God's eye view of those that came in the army to help David. He points out the attributes that he likes. And if he liked it in David's army, he likes it in his army. He likes the same attributes. Bless the Lord. They were among the mighty men, helpers, not hinderers, helpers. of the war. Oh, helpers are so wonderful. But when helpers become hinderers, sometimes you're better out without them. So, they were helpers in God's book. They were armed. God doesn't send us into battle without arms. They were armed with bows. That is an offensive weapon. They could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones. Ambidextrous. Why? How do you get that way? Practice. If you're right-handed, you can't use your left hand just as easily unless you practice at it. So they practiced. They did their due diligence. And they could hurl stones or arrows out of a bow. And then he named them, and he numbers them, how many there were. And go down to verse 8. And of the Gadites, or Gadite, they separated themselves unto David. They separated themselves. Separation is made holy. You separate to that task. That's what holy means. It just means separated. So you separate yourself to this task for these 30 minutes or whatever. You separate those 30 minutes. They separated themselves. And of course, we're separating ourselves to God. They did it unto David. Into the hole in the wilderness, they were men of might, men of war, fit for the battle. They could handle shield and buckler. I think that's shield and sword. Offensive and defensive. Now this is God's. Think of God. This is God's description. They had faces like the faces of lions. Grrr. He doesn't really want you to look like a worm. He didn't thrill. He didn't write in here. I was so thrilled because they came there down on all fours, wiggling like a worm and telling David how unfit they were. He'd have said, go back home. Like God sent a bunch of them home in Gideon's day. They had faces like lions. Does Satan see your face like a lion? He does, because you're in Jesus. And he's the lion in the tribe of Judah. He's already been the lamb that was slain. He's raising up now the lion in the tribe of Judah. They were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. And we're going to look at another translation later on, but now we go to 15. These were they that went over Jordan in the first month when it had overflown all its banks. It had flooded, but they went over anyway. And they put to flight all them of the valleys toward the east and the west. And there came the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. Now, 17 and 18 give you motive. And I came to work for Brother Hagin as a part-time bookkeeper, 3 afternoons a week. And that's all the time it took to keep all the books. I was the whole accounting department. 3 afternoons a week. And they hired a guy. They decided we were growing. And they hired a guy to do the Word of Faith. Buddy Harrison had been doing it, hadn't been going too long, just a little 4-page affair. And here came the Word of Faith back from the printers, and it didn't have an article by Brother Hagin in it. And the Lord had told Brother Hagin, you put your teachings in print. And that's why we had the Word of Faith and the monthly lessons. Well, this man had an article by Wigglesworth. It was a good article, all right, but it wasn't Brother Hagin's article because he did not agree with Brother Hagin. He Here it came back. I can still see it to this day. Stacks of it. And Buddy Harrison, who was the office manager, said to Harley, a man who came in to look over our books every so often, about every 3 months he came in and looked over the books. And Buddy said, "What are we going to do?" And Harley said, "Let her do it till we find someone." They never found anyone. I did it from then on. And really, they didn't know it, but that's what I'd studied, writing. My mother was a writer, but they didn't know it. And but see, his heart wasn't with Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin always taught you can be forgiven, and God, and then you are the righteousness of God. He didn't believe that. He believed that you had to bear sin scars. I remember him saying that. "Well, I know that he washes us, but we'll bear the sin scars all of our life." Well, that wasn't what Brother Hagin taught. He taught that you get washed, you got the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus from then on. So you can see that. Now, he was a good man. He was a Christian, honest, kept the Ten Commandments, I'm quite sure. But you got to know who's with you and who's against you. And you've got to trust the leader. If you couldn't trust that David heard from God, you shouldn't be there. And if you didn't trust that Brother Hagin heard from God, you shouldn't be there. You go help someone that you believe. So here's this kind of what this says to me. Verse 17. And there came the children of Benjamin and Judah, those two tribes, to the hold unto David. David's in Hebron. And David went out to meet them and answered and said unto them, "If you come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if you come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there's no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke." Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, "Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee." Then David receiveth them and made them captains of the band. If you're with me, let's go. But if you're not with me, go. And that has to be, that's how it has to be here. You know, you're going to have to believe to give those 30 minutes. I want to tell you something. I'm not bragging on me, but I watched Brother Hagin. Brother Copeland talked about a book that a man wrote who became Secretary of the Navy. And its title was Beyond Defeat. What's its subject? Love. Love never fails.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim. And if you want to be a part of our 24-hour prayer in the Spirit, you want to sign up for 30 minutes, call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org or even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. Shalom.